Our next reviews begin right now. We will review two recent lessons every day for 10 successive days of practicing, and we will observe a special formula for these practice periods that you are urged to follow just as closely as you can. We understand, of course, that it may be impossible for you to undertake what is suggested here as optimal each day and every hour of the day. Learning will not be hampered when you miss a practice period because it is impossible at the appointed time. Nor is it necessary that you make excessive efforts to be sure that you catch up in terms of numbers. Rituals are not our aim and would defeat our goal. But learning will be hampered when you skip a practice period because you are unwilling to devote the time to it that you're asked to give. Do not deceive yourself in this. Unwillingness can be most carefully concealed behind a cloak of situations you cannot control. Learn to distinguish situations that are poorly suited to your practice from those that you establish to uphold a camouflage for your unwillingness. Wow. These practice periods that you have lost because you do not want to do them for whatever reason should be done as soon as you have changed your mind about your goal. You are unwilling to cooperate in practicing salvation only if it interferes with goals you hold more dear. When you withdraw the value given them, allow your practice periods to replace your litanies of the ideas of yourself, because they give you nothing. But your practicing can offer everything to you, and so accept their offering and be at peace. Look, place the ideas within your mind and let it use them as it chooses. Give it faith that it will use them wisely, being helped in its decisions by the one who gave the thoughts to you. What can you trust but what is in your mind? Have faith in these reviews, the means the Holy Spirit uses, because they will not fail. The wisdom of your mind will come to your assistance. Give direction at the outset, then lean back in quiet faith and let the mind employ the thoughts you gave as they were given you. Listen, if you're shaken, think of it again. Do it again and again. These practice periods are planned to help you form the habit of applying what you learn each day to everything you do. Do not repeat the thought and lay it down. Its usefulness is limitless to you, and it is meant to serve you in all ways, at all times and places. And whenever you need help of any kind, try then to take it with you in the business of the day and make it wholly worthy of God's Son, acceptable to God and to yourself. Here's a reminder. Do not forget how little you have learned. Do not forget how much you can learn right here and right now. Do not forget your Father's need of you as you review these thoughts that He gave to you. You're coming into this cycle with me. Are you okay? I'm going to be doing the world event of wellness. Okay? You okay? Here. Are you well? Are you healthy? Are you wise? Here. Here we are. We're in San Jose, aren't we? Euler look. See, the important idea is to come in to a present condition. This is for Harvey, who's standing here with me on Deepak. Okay? No, this is what we just did on, this is what you just saw on a major network. All I'm really doing is offering you a solution here and now. By showing you it's not important what has happened in your old association. Come on now. The only time we can possibly change it is here and now. Here. Now, easy does it, right? Going, what are you trying to do? Discover what's going on? Look, this is what's going on. What's going on is here and it's now. The lessons that you have learned from the master teacher, from a conversion of my mind in the enlightenment of myself, which is now occurring with her and now occurring, are nothing but your decision within the organization of your conceptual self to decide that going on with you is a conceptual idea of here and now that's changing all the time. Every time I arrive at a conclusion about myself, it's over. And I found you in San Jose. There's no sense in studying it. I'm offering you the idea that it's possible for you to change right here, right now, in the idea that the reflection of light that you're getting, all right, at this time and place, has allowed you to come with a new perspective of what you intend to do. This is what? This is a 3-day interlude in what you intend to do in the interlude. Listen with me. Here's a little bit about what we're doing and what has been accomplished from yesterday based on today. The advent of a great awakening, a worldwide gathering in which we realize a moment of eternal love. Our solution right here now in San Jose will be particularly focused and directed to a celebration of this time and place where the miraculous event will occur, and that's a wonderful idea. An ancient promise will be kept, an exit portal from this infinitely small maze of space and time has been opened. You remember this. Time lasted but an instant in your mind, with no effect upon eternity. And so is all time past, and everything exactly as it was before the way to nothingness was made. The tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within that one mistake held also the correction for that one, and all of them that came within the first. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all it ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone, huh? You see that variation there? Could you see the variation that occurred here in San Jose? What we're really attempting to do in the Course in Miracles is shorten within your conceptual mind the simple idea. Harv, who is going to give a little lecture here on this. I love it. How are you, my friend? Yeah, here's a little lecture on the certainty that we can discuss all we want about the idea that the whole universe is out there. Yet you seem to be trapped in a conceptual observation of the physical self of you, so that you are required to at least acknowledge now, okay, along with Harv, who is dedicated to a proposition of teaching you love and forgiveness by giving in the millionaire idea of the procedure. Now, it's important that you understand my only concern is how you're going to be in your body identity of your physical change. But listen, it requires the admission, all right, that I brought my body with me when I came in here to San Jose. I've got you now. I'm surrounding you with the notion that you attempt and are going to attempt to remain in the cycle of your time. Okay, what I'm going to offer you in the Course in Miracles training, and we're going to get at it right now, is the idea that the miracle of you, say to me, is spirit.
Is spirit.
Now, in the energy association, we call it a tachyon field of light energy. That is what spirit is. You can call it the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, the term Holy Ghost is the entirety of our teaching that's standing right with you now in the idea of the variation of you is an alternative. Now, I'm the master teacher. I don't get old, I don't get sick, and I can't die. And the reason for it is that I am spirit of a conversion, of recognizing Harv. I'll use him. Harv, there you are. Wow, I'm a multimillionaire, you see? Okay, I come from 1,000 years ago, who cares? What you're learning from me is the idea in the mind training that you're going to be spirit. Let's share a little bit of it. Here's our spirit idea. Here we go, I'm spirit. Today's idea identifies you with your one self. Remember yesterday? It accepts no split identity, nor tries to weave opposing factors into unity. It simply states the truth. Practice this truth today as often as you can, for it will bring your mind from conflict to the quiet fields of peace. And no chill of fear can enter, for your mind has been absolved from madness, letting go illusions of a split identity. Look, we state again the truth about yourself, the Holy Son of God, who rests in you, whose mind has been restored to sanity, because obviously, until now, you haven't known who you are, where you're going, or what you're doing. You are the spirit lovingly endowed with all of your Father's love and peace and joy. You are the spirit which completes himself and shares his function as creator. He is with you always as you are with him. Now listen, today we try to bring reality still closer in your own mind. We're going to bring it still closer in your own mind. Now, I'm going to finish this, but I want you to get a feeling for how we're going to remind you of the presence of you in this idea. Each time you practice awareness is brought a little nearer. Sometimes 1,000 years or more are saved. The minutes which you give are multiplied over and over, for the miracle makes use of time, but is not ruled by it. Salvation is a miracle, the first and the last. The first is the last, for it is one. The first is the last, and it's one. Happy to see you. I'm so glad that the notation of how I feel in my mind can reflect the love that I'm feeling right now, right here, with her. Okay. And Deepa, and particularly you. Would you like to join me in the idea of not using your old antecedental thoughts of body identity to identify yourself? I need your love. Thank you. Oh, that's beautiful. Is that the Holy Spirit of you standing there singing to me an unchained melody that your body is undergoing constant revision of itself? Listen.
Lonely rivers flow to the sea.
to the sea, to the open arms of the sea.
Right here.
Wait for me.
And right
wait
now.
For me. I'll
I got
be coming home.
See, it's occurring constantly. But you hold the idea of the past and future. You're the one I've been looking for. Conversion technique of the energy of reflected light can bring you an image as suddenly, right now, as it did 1,000 years ago. It's going to do 1,000 years from now. No, that changed that setting. Will you look at me? No, you're probably turning to the guy next to him and say, what's going on here? No. I'm concerned in the Holy Spirit about how this change is being accomplished in the mind training of a variant idea of space-time. And I have the privilege of being allowed to come into this cycle in San Jose. I don't need to have you tell me all about the things that you intend to do in space-time. Of course you intend to do them. It's why we're here. What I'm offering you is the idea of a time element that's here and now. Now, that can only occur here in San Jose. It can't occur somewhere else. Time is a sleight of hand. It gives you an idea that the reflection of you that you've been using in your correspondent are going to justify the idea that you and I are separate in our body form. It's not true. We are in a lesson that says, I am spirit organized. Now these run, remember, you've got a copy of them from 91 through 110. And I'm spirit. Now, am I mindful that you are only in your own mind? Yes, you know perfectly well. If there's a whole universe out there, the body form that you find yourself in is not real because your mind can communicate with my mind. Now, is there an element of fear involved in it? Of course. You can't stand next to me in San Jose without being afraid that you don't know the answer within your own mind. And I don't blame you. You don't know the answer. Here's a little more spirit, a little more about the idea of how much we really love each other, how much I love you. Listen. You are the spirit in whose mind abides the miracle in which all time stands still. The miracle in which a minute spent in using these ideas becomes a time that has no limit and that has no end. Give them these minutes willingly and count on him who promised to lay timelessness beside them, and he will offer all his strength to every little effort that you make. Give him the minutes which he needs today to help you understand with him that you are spirit and that you abide with him and that calls through his voice to every living thing, offering his sight to everyone who asks, replacing error that you made with simple truth. One more sentence. The Holy Spirit will be glad to take 5 minutes of each hour from your hands and carry them around this aching world right here in San Jose, where pain and misery appear to rule, and he will not overlook one open mind that will accept the healing gifts they bring, and he will lay them everywhere. He knows they will be welcome, and they will increase in healing power each time someone accepts them as his thoughts and uses them. Here, once more, thus will each gift to him be multiplied a thousandfold and tens of thousands more. The steady brilliance of this light remains and leads you out of the darkness. Or will you be able to forget the way again? Spirit am I, O Holy Son of God, free of all limits, safe and healed and whole, free to forgive and free to save the world. Free to forgive and free to save the world. Is this the time and place that you have chosen within the advent and the admission, finally, that there is another way that you can view yourself and the idea, the present idea? When's it going to occur? It's the only time it can occur now. Why is that so? This is the only time there is. Let's try it in San Jose. Harvey? Eh? Whatever you're doing in your mind is perfectly proper, but you're learning somewhere that you're in repetition of yourself. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back and try and show you the idea. This is from Harvey, or from Eckhart, that you're repeating in your mind an idea of sequence and time that is going to be so changed as I come back here, that you're going to recognize the simplicity of the certainty that the time and place where you decided with me, you understand that my mind just communicated with you, because there's only one mind. There's only one universe. There's only one God, all right? What we're going to show you in this second half hour is that when you allow light to come in, you may have another death sequence within your time, but you immediately return in a shorter period of what you intend to do. In this Course in Miracles, in the idea that you are beginning each moment to feel a new you here in time. Okay, what's happened? Instead of trying to analyze conceptually what you're doing, you're letting yourself be what the conception is. This is why I'm here with you. I'm not going to let you get away with it. You can begin to tell me all sorts of things about your body form and how you've analyzed it and old memories. What do I care? I'm trying to show you the reflection of the idea of the light that is shining you in a new pattern of light is altering itself continuously within your body. This is Harvey's whole teaching. Actually, all you're getting is a reflection of light and how you feel about yourself. All I've done here in San Jose is let you come in to a new place in time. It's going to make you very happy. Okay? You take a little break with me now, won't you? Okay? And you go out and you begin to talk about it. Now, here's all that's my only requirement is why I'm here. I'm here to tell you that you're healthy, wealthy, and wise. I'm not taking anything away from you. I'm telling you there is a cycle of time in which the change will occur, and that it's going to occur right here in San Jose. Because this is the time, I'm here as a teacher now, when the idea, and this is in no regard, because you're teaching and you're hearing what you want to hear, all I'm doing is offering you perhaps a better reflection of how you really look to me. How you really look. There it is. There it was again. Do you see that? That'll make you about as happy as anything ever could. You don't know why you're happy. The reason you're actually happy is you're here and now. Then you have to go back to your old memory and get old again. We're not going to do that. We'll be right back.
we'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
Thank you. And will you please say hello?
Please say hello
to the folks that I know.
To the folks that I know.
Tell them I won't be long.
They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go,
what was I doing?
I was singing this song.
We're going to meet again, aren't we?
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
This is a good day in this next half hour to decide that you want to do it, okay, based on being here. Wherever you are, you happen to be in San Jose, who cares? What I'm leading you is shortening the idea of time in how you got into this present condition. Out there. We're just falling in love here and now.
So
listen.
Will you please say hello to the folks that I know? Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know
that as you saw me go. See?
I was singing this song.
It did depend on you. In the idea of being well in your body and wealthy in your mind with a lot of wisdom going on. I knew we were going to meet again. Lunch? Did you have a good time with the idea? This is a very special day because in the mind training, you've decided to take the spirit of the energy of love and multiply it in the idea, okay, in the idea of being well here in this cycle, aren't you? I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. Today is a day of special dedication. We take a stand on but one side today. We side with truth and let illusions go. We will not vacillate between the two, but take a firm position with the one. We dedicate ourselves to truth today and to salvation as God planned it be. We're not going to argue that it's something else. We'll not seek for it where it's not. In gladness, we accept it as it is and take the part assigned to us by God. How happy, to be certain. And all our doubts we lay aside today and take our stand with certainty, a purpose, and with thanks that doubt is gone and surety has come. We have a mighty purpose to fulfill and have been given everything we need with which to reach the goal. Not one mistake stands in our way, for we have been absolved from errors, and all our sins are washed away by realizing that it was but a mistake. The guiltless have no fear, for they are safe and they recognize their safety. They do not appeal to magic, nor invent escape from fancied threats without reality. They rest in quiet certainty that they will do what is given them to do. They do not doubt their own ability because they know their function will be filled completely in the perfect time and place. They took the stand which we will take today that we may share their certainty and thus increase it by accepting it within our own mind. And there's a great deal of happiness going on. Let's reteach for a minute. This is a brand new parameter of time. Now, the query that you're going to make with me here in San Jose is, well, we were only gone for an hour and a half. Well, come on. Do you have any idea of the method in how much time can pass within an hour and a half if you let it within the circumstances of what you are? As you accumulate joy and happiness in your own mind, this is Harvey, you understand the joy you're experiencing and you begin to share the happiness of yourself in this very special day. You see, now Deepak is standing here, is reminding you that you can shorten the interval of time in which you're representing yourself with the whole universe out there. Okay, 14,000 million years it's been there, and you've been here for a fraction of a second. Yet what you do is, rather than let it accumulate in you, you take a hold of it, and you hold on to it, and you have another instant of death within your own association. Here, just a little bit about how happy you're going to be now to understand that this is a hell of a good time. When is it going to happen? The only time it can possibly happen is now. I'm the master teacher. I'm in San Jose. I'm not somewhere else. The time that it will be performed is here and now because time itself is not sequential. Listen. Listen with me. You got it. You heard it. Oh, sure. Could you tell? Do you see that? The entire training in your mind. Remember we went over to Stanford and I began to demonstrate that my body is healed each moment. I'm not getting old, I'm not getting sick, and I'm not going to die. Now, you can prove to me if you want to that I'm giving you back a reflection of how you're seeing me, but it doesn't have any reality. What I've done in San Jose and is going to be reported internationally by the idea of the mind training of a course is that the distance between us is actually instantaneous. This is my whole teaching. I have projected from my mind an idea of space-time. It could be any length. We teach it in the idea of the cycle of time is about 40,000 years. How long actually is that? Just a moment. Listen. Listen with me. The miracle minimizes the need for time. In the longitudinal or horizontal plane, the recognition of the equality of the members of the sonship appears to involve almost endless time. However, the miracle entails a sudden shift from the idea of lengthening it within your mind to a vertical idea of the immediacy of the increase in the frequency. This introduces an interval from which the giver and the receiver both emerge further along in time than they would otherwise have been. The miracle thus has the unique property of abolishing time to the extent that it renders the interval of time it spans unnecessary. There is no relationship between the time a miracle takes and the time that it covers. The miracle, look, substitutes for learning that might have taken thousands of years. It does so by the underlying recognition of perfect equality of the giver and the receiver on which the miracle rests. The miracle shortens time by collapsing it, thus eliminating certain intervals within it. It does this, however, within obviously a larger temporal sequence. And I'm here in San Jose, and I'm going to declare to you at this time interval right now, in the lesson that we're reading in the mind training, that at the very minimum, you have accepted the idea that there may be another way within your own mind where you can associate in space-time. So I tell you what you're doing right now. Now, the manner in which you intended to spend another 35 years here, all right, I have simply taken away from you. This is why when the old man, I'm 80 years old, I'm not 80 years old, I can only associate with how you direct me in a 2,000 year cycle. Now, when I came here to San Jose, I was living in 1946. I did this on this video. Yeah. Was I here with you in 1946? Sure. Had I been through the atomic bomb and all the death ideas in my mind? Of course. But you remember this, and this is why it's important to you. What you're holding in your mind will give you an indication of the length of time with which you intend to stay here based on the evidence that you have in the mindfulness of you in what you think you are. That's why we decided in the mind training, okay, when we came back into the sequence, to offer you the immediacy, that certainty. Let's read a little more, okay? In our mind trainings in lessons 91 through 110, that when you leave here in San Jose tonight, you're actually going to take a good look at this lesson. Now, what's happened to you? When you begin to look at it, you see that the ideas you have about yourself have actually changed. You listen with me. Until that occurs, you're just going to keep repeating the idea, I wonder how long this is going to take. Shall I give you the answer? It's over. It's going to take just the instant in which you recognize it. Now, in the Course in Miracles, at that moment you recognize it, you had a vision of yourself, and you immediately came back into the crap. Not this time. This time we're going to surround you with evidence that you can find agreement in your separate minds that will be the single mind that we all utilize. Listen. You will be with me right here and now. And all who took the stand we take today will gladly offer us all that they learned and every gain they made. You can hear this with me. Those still uncertain too will join with us and borrowing our certainty. Can you borrow it? You don't have to believe it. Just entertain the idea of it and it will make it stronger still. While those as yet unborn will hear the call that we heard and answer it when they have come to make their choice again. And we do not choose but for ourselves today. Come on now. Isn't it worth 5 minutes of your time each hour to be able to accept the happiness that God has given you? Isn't it worth 5 minutes hourly to recognize your special function here? Is not 5 minutes but a small request to make in terms of gaining a reward so great that it has no measure? You have made 1,000 losing bargains at least all the time. Here is an offer that will guarantee you your full release from pain of every kind and joy the world does not contain. And you can exchange a little of your time for peace of mind and certainty of purpose with the promise of complete success. And since time has no meaning, you are being asked for nothing in return for everything. Here's a bargain that you can't lose, and what you gain is limitless indeed. This is the whole idea of harps. I teach a little harp in the miracle of the accumulation of the wealth of you. No, you have joys in the moment of your mind. What I'm doing is taking the moment of shortening the idea that you're going to have to spend 30 years within your body form accumulating the idea so that you can retire and get old and sick and die. Now, the occurrence that happened just then is nothing but the joy and happiness you feel in accumulating the reward in which you bargained momentarily. This is harp. Harp teaches, let's exchange the idea of the wealth that we have. Finally, we're only going to use the wealth and joy of the message from God anyway, aren't we? And in the use of that message, we find the certainty that was accomplished here and now. Okay, Deepa, he's right here. Now, here, he intervened with us by coming into harp with the idea of the success you're feeling. He's going to authenticate it with the energy of the shortening of time in which you find yourself, okay? Why? It's all going on right now. It's all going on right now. I'm going to show you how this has worked. Now, obviously, the problem you have is when you examined it in your frame, I become what you think is an 80-year-old body with all sorts of memory. I don't do that. I don't know how to do that. I've taken a frame of reference of the joy that I'm feeling about myself and letting it represent the small location in which I find myself by not resisting the idea and trying to accumulate something else within my mind. What am I actually doing in the miracle? Shortening time. Now, in San Jose, I'm not going to let you get away with it. Well, you can go out there and do anything you want. Nothing is actually happening. Well, it's over. Listen with me, will you? Here is how the miracle works. Somebody asked if they could read this to you. It's an old Sanskrit proverb that has been contained in man since the beginning of time. Look to this day, for it is life, the very life of life. In its brief course lie all the realities and verities of existence. The bliss of growth, the splendor of action, the glory of power. Look, yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a vision. But today, well lived, makes every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. I'm going to continue reading you for a moment because of the nature that you have begun to accept the idea that all the time is going on right now. And I don't want to lose it because instead of just reading it, what you're going to do is have an experience here in San Jose that while it may have appeared to take any length of time, you have found an agreement within your own mind. In other words, you met someone in space-time, I'm not taking it away from you, who is agreeing that the only time the solution of escaping out into the universe can be performed is here and now. Can you get this idea? The presence of the idea that you're repeating, Sabratich, death sequences over again is absolutely true. You can't avoid it. You're living out a cycle of time, and you're living out another cycle, and another cycle. Listen. Here we are, each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds. You but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. Listen with me. And so you die each day just to live again until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is actually not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death and onto life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived. And all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Do this with me. Forgive the past. Let it go. It's gone. Right now, here in San Jose, you can hear me. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. And there is no hindrance to the will of God or any need that you repeat again a journey that was over long ago. Look gently on your brother and behold the world in which perception of your hate has been transformed into a world of love. Has been transformed into a world of love. I'm not going to let you get away without my certainty that the whole universe is about to open up for you. What I just read you is a shortening of the distance of the time in which you intend to live within the frequencies of what you're seeing. Can you see that? There's an ancient melody in you that is everything that you ever want to hear in the love that I'm feeling for you. Yeah, it's an ancient melody and it sounds like this. This is an ancient song.
The golden dawn of breeze, as once more.
You were walking along with me here in San Jose, and all of a sudden, you fell in love. Are these moments of love that you've had? Good. Then you seem to lose them. Not anymore. Not anymore. Freedom of this moment within your cycle of time.
I love you, the golden dawn of breeze, as once more she sees daffodils that spring again and birds on the wing again.
Start to sing again.
Thank
you for letting me do this.
That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you.
That's very beautiful. And I do love you. Listen, I'm in mind training. All I'm really asking you to do here in San Jose is to use the lesson that we gave you today, because you will learn lessons about that are required in the certainty of who you really are. We have to read just one more little piece here, because because it will be here and now. Listen. I will accept my part in God's plan for salvation. Give him the words and he'll do the rest. He will enable you to understand your special function. He will open up the way to happiness, and peace and trust will be his gift. His answer to your words. He will respond with all his faith and joy and certainty that what you say is true. And you will have conviction then of him who knows the function that you have on earth as well as in heaven. And he will be with you each practice period you share with him, exchanging every instant of the time you offer him for timelessness and peace. I'm going to have to leave you in this cycle of time. It was very successful. We're teaching the mind training of A Course in Miracles, and from this moment on, thank you, Harm. Thank you, Deepak. All the things you're telling me are fine with me. I'm not trying to resist your idea. What I'm offering you, that you are mindful that there's another space and time that are actually occurring within your own mind, and you know it. And you can take that back to Jesus of Nazareth 2,000 years ago, or 4,000 years ago, who cares? The moment of the memory of your certainty, as I teach, is what leaving the body function is. It's a certainty that you're not a body, and that you can resurrect. So that what's going to occur to you tonight here in San Jose, you may be sitting at a table, and suddenly you say, well, what was that? What you got to understand is the space-time that you're in is changing all the time. Does that mean I may meet somebody who I've never known before? It's impossible to meet a stranger. But you may meet somebody in your own mind who you previously intended to hold a grievance against, because you understand the only one out there is actually you. And this is what we're teaching in the miracle of the wealth of the joy that you're feeling. I gave it away here, and I began to share it with you. And I understood that I'm not a body form. Right here and right now, I'm well and I'm whole and I'm healed. Let that be the truth if you don't examine it. The salvation of the world depends on you changing your mind. That's why you're in San Jose. Now, when you begin to meet people who don't have any idea what you're doing, your responsibility is not them. Your responsibility is to offer them the love that I'm feeling for you right now. As a teacher of the certainty that we're leaving this sequence of time. We'll leave here tomorrow. Okay. Now, when we come back again, it will be an entirely different space-time. Because that new reflection of light will be very lovely. Very lovely.